Macmillan Audio presents Bright Young Dead by Jessica Fellows. Read for you by Rachel Atkins.
Chapter 1. 1925. There comes a moment in every child's life that marks definitively their transition to adulthood. That time had not yet come for Pamela Mitford, shivering and peevish on the steps of a narrow house in Mayfair. The night was crisp and cold, but it was an attack of nerves that was making her tremble. Beside her was Louisa Cannon, all too aware that fair-haired Pamela was bait for the lion's den within.
"Tell Coco to come and fetch me," Pam said, her back to the door. "I don't want you taking me in. It makes me look like a baby."
"I have to. I promised your mother I would chaperone. And besides, nobody here knows I'm your nursery maid," replied Louisa, not for the first time. The journey from Astall Manor in Oxfordshire to London had been a long one, in spite of the familiar train route and a taxi that had appeared at Paddington Station almost the instant they stepped out.
"Please, go and fetch Coco."
Coco meant Nancy, the eldest of the six Mitford sisters and their one brother. Louisa had worked for the family for 5 years.